You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, March 25th.
It is. I have nothing really exciting to say about that, other than I rode my bike today. It was finally warm enough, and I woke up early enough on a Monday.
Yay! It's Monday, and it is a drizzly Monday, but yeah. We're going to...
But it's warm.
It's warm. It's warmish, and some warm bodies in the studio this morning. We get to talk to real people in the studio, in the flesh this morning, which
is... Lots of people.
Exactly. Packed the house in the studio this morning with all the social media experts.
Yeah, there's like a shift in the force going on right now.
That's right. It's kind of like when all the DCEs in the building come together, and there's like this shift in the force in the building.
Yeah.
That's why they spread us throughout the building to keep it balanced. So some good topics. We're going to take a look at what's going on in social media and some of the newest platforms, or one of the newest platforms, and what potential does it have for good and evil?
Mostly evil.
Well, there's our show.
And we're done. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. In the studio this morning, Peter Slayton. He's social media manager for LCMS Communications and one of the voices you hear right here on Concord Matters a couple times each month. Good morning.
That's me. Good morning. I'm not Andy Bates.
I don't think anybody else gets that. That's sad.
That's okay. It's a Coffee Hour inside joke.
It is a Coffee Hour inside joke.
Meredith Whitefield, communication specialist in LCMS Youth Ministry. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning. Always fun to be here with these guys.
Sorry no donuts this time.
You were
one of our taste testers for National Donut
Day. Put me
Day.
On the calendar,
Hey, that's
though.
Coming up this summer.
I know. I'm in. It's already in my calendar. Don't worry.
And Matthew Burkholt, he is manager of online support and services, LCMS School Ministry. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in studio this morning.
Good to be here.
Glad that you're the one healthy person in your family and survived and made it here this morning.
Sort of. We're getting there.
Oh, boy.
So I keep getting ads or something popping up on Facebook wanting me, and stories too, wanting me to check out this thing called TikTok, which makes me think it's about a clock, but it's apparently not. So I asked all the social media experts in the building. We've got a few. I think, are there more? So there are some across the street too.
There are some across
around
the street
in the neighborhood that
in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
We invited them, but they were busy.
Yeah.
So what is? What are you getting these, Sarah? Are you getting these?
I am now that I've actually looked it up.
Now it's like
showing up all the time. It wasn't
everywhere.
Before, though. Or I was just ignoring it because I hate ads, so I just swipe past them.
So the run-of-the-mill, what are the typical standard social media platforms that we see all the time? Yeah, like Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram. Snapchat.
Those are all the big ones. Any others that you all use?
I mean, I always lump in YouTube with social media.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's a popular one in our household.
I really miss Vine. Rest in peace, Vine.
Well, that's actually the hole that TikTok has kind of filled is the Vine hole in many ways. And TikTok is actually musically rebranded. Or taken over or merged. They were bought out and merged into TikTok. So you used to see Musical.ly, musical.ly. I guess just Musical.ly is how you say that one. That used to be everywhere. I was annoyed by that all the time. And now I'm just annoyed by TikTok, and Musical.ly disappeared. And when we started looking into this, I was like, oh,
that's what happened.
Okay. I'm still being annoyed by the same kind of ad. It's just a different one now.
So what is this platform? And I hadn't even heard of it. I don't know if I'm like aging out of the new platforms or something. I had not even heard of this new platform.
You're so old school.
I know. I'm getting up there.
I think the best explanation I found of it online was just to kind of compare it to other things: a quirky hybrid of Snapchat, the defunct video app Vine, and the TV segment Carpool Karaoke. It's a good mix of what it is.
Huh. So for social media inept, I shouldn't say inept people. For some people that don't use social media, apologies.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
She really did. That's kind of funny.
I really did. I'm sorry. What would one use this to do?
It's just kind of like a dub smash, really.
Okay.
Like, we're using all of this lingo.
Okay.
Now you're gonna have to define dub smash.
So like, needs like a voiceover, like here's a clip from a song or a TV show, and you just kind of like lip sync it or lip say it.
On video.
And they've got a, like a bunch of other features, I think, like filters and whatever you can put on it. But it's really just like lip sync.
Yeah, that's like the main purpose is there's music playing and you sing along with the music. Yeah. However, right now, Arnold Schwarzenegger has something entirely different going viral where there's a Toby Keith song. I forget what it is, what the song is, but it's playing. And here's Arnold Schwarzenegger chasing a pony around his yard.
What?
And the song is basically, I want to be a cowboy or something like that. So you can also make it a soundtrack to your life. You have 15 second videos. You have 15 seconds. You can string up to four of them together for a full minute. And you get 15 seconds, and there's music playing, and then you do stuff. And the app will suggest different kinds of things. And I think this is one of the reasons it's gotten as big as it has, is that the app will send you suggestions of, hey, here's a challenge that everybody else is doing. Do it along with them. Upload your own version of this challenge and, you know, get yourself into the conversation. Get yourself out there.
As one who works in broadcasting, when you mention music in a video, the first thing that comes to mind is copyright issues with music. So this is where the background of it being musically comes into play. So music is a key part of this new platform. So you're using that to tell your story somehow.
And they are licensed to use the music, so it's not like you're downloading your own music and putting it in. You're using music within the app that the app has already licensed to have available. So there's a ton there, but you're actually legally using it. So
we're not reintroducing the whole Napster conundrum.
No.
2004, was it?
No, there are other conundrums that come with this.
We need a chart where we've all gone this morning, because this is getting really deep.
Might have to have a list of defined terms in the program.
Yeah, definitions for those not associated with.
Oh, dear.
So you can use music. So if your life was a musical, in a sense, using popular music, though.
Yeah.
None of the music that...
A 15-second musical.
15-second musical.
Up to 60, though.
So it's a fun way to, like, spend time on your mobile devices when you don't want to be doing anything else, pretty much.
Apparently tons and tons of time.
Yeah. Based on how popular and how quickly.
Well, yeah, how popular and the way the app is set up. You know, like most social media apps that go big really fast, they do everything they can to keep you in the app. And so it has a whole explore feed, or for you is what the tab is called, where it basically uses artificial intelligence. They actually promote, this is like their big thing, is they have AI behind this driving what you're going to watch. And it learns you and your behavior and starts feeding you things. Sometimes consistent with what you've apparently already watched, but then it'll say, I think you might like this as well, and throw that in too. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about this as parents. I'm talking about this as a parent. Okay, great. There's a bunch of stuff that I might like, but this aspect of, and then we're going to go find things you might also like that we think you like. Okay, now...
The rabbit hole got really deep really quick.
Yeah, who knows what's going to show up in that at that point.
Right, the whole introduction of AI, artificial intelligence behind it, guiding the next steps is a little bit terrifying, not only for me as a user, but as you mentioned, as a parent too, potentially what this means for children, for youth. You know, who's behind this? What's behind this? And what is the goal of the AI? What's the purpose of the AI? What's it driving us to next? Matt's shaking his head. Yeah.
Well, I think the other piece too, that, you know, yes, when you're in it, you've got that element of where do you go next and where does it take you? I think the more interesting piece to me is how TikTok has been everywhere on everybody else's platform. In terms of selling ad space, finding ways to get people into it. And that's very different than what we've seen in the past with other social media platforms, where they're not really cross-pollinating as much in terms of ad and draw. They're not ashamed to go say, hey, you're in this, let's go over here. And like Sarah said, you know, you did a search somewhere and now it's everywhere. They're being very specific in how they're marketing and spending that revenue that they've gotten from elsewhere to get more people into it. So that's the other side of this coin too.
Who do you think is their target audience?
Tweens. But it's funny because to be on TikTok, their, you know, license or whatever says recommended for 13 and up, but their audience is definitely tweens.
And there's no way that they verify your age either. Nah. So
it's a self-identification.
Yeah, 13 is the magic number. So
yeah,
that's kind of the magic number for all social media. Yeah. 13 is just kind of the standard number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Meredith, you work primarily in tweens and up, more high school?
Yeah,
youth,
more high school.
School youth. So how likely are youth, young adults to adopt a new platform like this?
Well, I think most people will be like, yeah, I'm going to try this out. So they at least have the download. So even if they don't use it, they're still like lurking, or maybe they're just watching videos. I know I see that a lot with Facebook. There's still a lot of high schoolers on Facebook. They're not doing anything, but they're seeing everything. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's probably the same with TikTok, although I've seen my ads are just crazy. I don't know about you guys. My ads are like on every one of my social media platforms. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yep.
I don't know how I got targeted into that, but
it's all based on your activity.
Mine says social media in my Facebook description, therefore,
right? Yeah,
everything.
All of the ads.
No,
this account and this account.
Well, let's add another one.
Yeah.
What are some of the I don't know, warning signs or things that could be dangerous, I guess, about this type of platform, especially for tweens? I mean, this might be a big question.
We have the show tomorrow to talk about this too, right?
Yeah. Actually, let's answer that. Let's answer that,
yeah,
in just a minute. I'll give you just a minute to think about that.
1 minute.
We'll talk about it when we come back here. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.